Good morning, PBC family. Welcome to a service of worship online. I'd like to invite you to pray with me right now. Heavenly Father, you are holy and deserving of our praise and worship at all times, even now in these times of change and confusion and questions and concern. Thank you, God, that you are always in control. You're never late, and always you have us in your heart and in the palm of your hand. Today, Lord, help us find comfort and hope in the truth of your word. Help us as we face hours and days ahead to remember our faithful God, to remember your great grace and mercy, and how you truly work all things for your good. We pray for each other, Lord, for encouragement and for strength, for trust and surrender to your perfect will. Lord, thank you for the words of Isaiah 41:10, where it says, "You are my servant. I've chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. Amen. I want to announce that though our programs are canceled for now at Pioneer Bible Church, what will never be canceled is God's truth, or the love of God's people, or our hope in our faithful God. This week, continue to minister. Minister to your soul by daily opening the Word of God. The Bible says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly." Minister to your family in your words, in your attitudes, in your service. Make creative use of your phone. Minister to others through calls of encouragement. Give an ear to hear. Ask, "How can I pray for you?" And I'd like to invite you to call us at church or call me on my personal cell phone for concerns or prayer. I would love to talk and pray with you. Please note that one ministry that will continue is our food bank. It will be structured differently, but food will be available on the fourth Friday. That's March 27th. I'd like to begin now with a message from God's Word. And brothers and sisters, we are in desperate times. The COVID-19 virus has turned our whole world, as we have known it, upside down, and there is more to come. There are probably things that have raised questions in your mind. Things like, will I have enough money to care for my family? Will we be safe? What if I or my family get sick? How long will this last? What will the future bring and look like in the days and months ahead? All through the years, God's people have faced uncertain times, times of questioning, times of fear, times of change, times where all that they knew that brought comfort and provision, schedule, purpose, routine, things that brought security were gone. Friends, please be reminded that in every season, believers find true hope and peace in our faithful God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the biblical triune God who alone meets our deepest needs. The Bible gives many examples where the lives of God's people have been turned upside down, where people have gone from times of peace and certain routine to complete chaos on the outside. Our goal is to maintain trust and peace on the inside, no matter the outer circumstances. We find hope and peace in our faithful God. Remember, these biblical times of uncertainty often fell before a time of great deliverance. In Exodus, we find the people of God in Egypt. Yes, it was a time of bondage, but it was also a time of routine. Exodus 16:3 tells us how the Israelites said, "Would to God that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, where we sat by the pots of meat when we ate bread to the full." The people of God complained at first. Then they began to see God's faithful hand. Remember, too, that during the plagues, that God protected his own if they would come under the blood-stained doorpost. Why? This was a step of faith and trust that each of God's people needed to exercise. God was showing truth to the peoples of Egypt, to the nations. God has always declared himself to mankind. Romans 1 describes that for us. In Egypt, after God had proved his existence, his power, and his complete authority in the face of an arrogant and unbelieving nation, then God faithfully delivered his people. Of course, his people are those who have believed, those who have placed their faith in him alone, those who have trusted and obeyed. Remember, hope and peace are found in our faithful God. By the way, the people of God did experience a great deliverance. Please remember how God divided the Red Sea, gave water from the rock, manna from heaven, shoes that did not wear out, and he will take care of you. We find a second example in the book of Acts. Scripture describes for us that after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus our Lord, the disciples faced uncertain times, confusion, fear, questioning, a time to really refocus. The disciples' world of safely with Jesus before the arrest and crucifixion was gone. You remember how the angel said to them in Acts chapter 1, verse 10? They said, "Why do you stand here gazing up into heaven?" And how the angels described how Jesus would return. But the disciples at that point didn't clearly understand. Their world was turned upside down. We find in Acts 2:42, and I'm going to turn there and read it for us. Acts 2:42 is a description of how the people of God handled the time, how they found hope and encouragement during that time. In verses 42 to 47, it says this, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as many as had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers day by day those who were being saved." And even though today we can't gather together like the Christians and disciples did during the time of Acts because we're under a stay-at-home, safe-at-home mandate, we can encourage one another. We can pray for one another. We can be there for our families and call one another. Well, following this, in Acts 8, verse 1, the scriptures tell us that there arose on that day great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. They were scattered throughout the whole region. And so you see this time where the disciples and the early believers were at a time of confusion and fear and change, much like what we're going through right now with COVID-19. Here's the thing. Back at that time, God was unfolding His plans and His purpose for the spread of the gospel. You remember during the time back in Egypt's day when Joseph was there and Joseph's brothers had sold Joseph into slavery, then God raised up Joseph. Here's the words that the Lord recorded. And I want to say that God was unfolding His plans and purpose for the spread of the gospel. You see, God took what man or the world or Satan meant for evil, and God meant it for good. God can turn it to good. Eventually, the scripture says, to save much people alive. Well, in our ongoing study of Romans, we have come to Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Listen to the truth and power of these words as Paul writes. He said, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us." In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, I'd like to read these scriptures to you. Again, remember, we're talking about this contrast. Consider the sufferings of this present time. And friend, are these times of suffering? I heard yesterday that in Italy there were over 700 deaths. And I know that those are oftentimes people that are older or have compromised immune systems and so on. But these are times of suffering. There are 700 families in Italy who are grieving the loss of their family members. I want to remind you that your hope and my hope is in God alone. We find our hope and our peace in Christ. Paul has said in Romans chapter 8, "I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy compared with the glory that will be revealed to us." In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "But our citizenship is in," where? "In heaven. And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown," chapter 4 says, "stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved." And so we have this great truth that even though there are times of suffering, there are times of emotional suffering and physical suffering and economic suffering, the truth is, the suffering of this present time is not to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. So then again, God tells us through Paul the words, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Friends, Paul and the disciples, the believers of that time, went through much suffering. I would like to read from Hebrews chapter 11. And Hebrews 11, of course, is the chapter of faith. But at the end of Hebrews 11, it talks about what different people went through, what people of faith went through during this human experience. It starts out in verse 29 that says, "By faith the people crossed the Red Sea on dry land. But the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. And so we see this victorious work of God through these different people of faith. And then the next verse, verse 35, says, women received back their dead by resurrection. So here we have this wonderful power of God who is showing himself through the people of God to the nations of the world who need to see the witness of our faithful God. But friends, the scripture doesn't end there. It says this, speaking of times of suffering, some believers were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy. Can you see the contrast here? How we have the great God of all creation, who is our provider and our sustainer and our Savior, giving a testimony to the world so that the world will believe. And the faithful ones are the ambassadors. We are the ambassadors. It says, of whom, that's the believers, the world, which is the unbelieving, was not worthy. It goes on to say, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Now listen to this. All these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us. So if you go back to Romans chapter 8, and we read these words of verse 18, that I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So two words, deliverance and suffering. Then the phrase, these suffering, these ones who suffered were not worthy, and the suffering was not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. And friends, I just want to tell you that though we don't understand this time of COVID-19 and other sufferings in the world, there is a glory to come, an eternal glory. Take hope, friends. We are headed home. So, kind of as a final message to conclude today, I want to give you this little acrostic. Willie June and I were talking about how during these times people can get scared. So using the word scared, S-C-A-R-E-D, I'd like to offer these words of hope and challenge and purpose to you. Scared. The first is S, seek God. Matthew 6:33 says to us that we are to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Rather than pour yourself into the news and the statistics that are so readily available on TV and on radio, sure, we'll heed those and look at those, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Go to the source, the true source, your creator, your perfect savior, the one who holds all things together. C, cast your cares upon him. 1 Peter 5:7 says that we are to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. With that, know that it would be helpful to create a safe place, safe in your heart. Cast your cares upon him, and then let God create a safe place for your heart to rest. I think of that phrase in the scripture that we are held in the cleft of the rock. S-C-A. A is so familiar to us. Acknowledge him in all your ways, in all your heartbreaks and victories, in sickness and in health. Desire his will, his purpose, and his plan in your life. That's where we found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Acknowledge him in all your ways. The R, reflect. Reflect on what God has done. There's a quote that says, remember in the dark what God has done in the light. Reflect on him. E, encourage one another. Practice to do, choose to practice to do something outside of yourself during these days and weeks and maybe months. Practice and have a plan to think outside yourself, to minister outside yourself. A great opportunity to use your telephone to call, to ask someone if they need prayer, maybe to meet a need in a careful and helpful way. Remember Isaiah 41:10, which says, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will hold you with my righteous hand of righteousness, with my strong hand of righteousness. And then D of the word scared, depend. Not on Fox or CNN or our government. Depend on your faithful God. Remember that true hope and peace is found only in your faithful God. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the reminders that confusion and times of fear and chaos happened all through the scriptures and all through the history of God's people. We are facing one of those right now. God, I pray that we would remember what you have done, what you did for the people of Moses' time in Egypt, how, yes, there was time of bondage, Lord, but you delivered your people. And how, God, during the time of Jesus, when he was being accused and sent to the cross, God, that though it was a time of great confusion and chaos for the disciples, they found new purpose, and it was, God, your way of spreading the good news, the gospel news, the news that Christ is God in the flesh, that he was virgin born and lived a perfect life and was falsely accused, and he went to the cross so that we would be completely forgiven if we would put our faith and trust in the work of God, Jesus Christ, who died and then rose again. And Father, I pray that as we, again, go through these days and weeks, that we would not be scared, but that we would use these opportunities to seek God, to cast our cares upon him, to acknowledge him in all our ways, to reflect on his faithfulness, to encourage one another, and to depend on you for our true hope and peace, because true hope and peace is found only in you, our faithful God. Father, I pray for the people of Pioneer Bible Church right now. Some are homesick with things other than COVID-19. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen them and encourage them. And I pray, Lord, that if any of our brothers and sisters are discouraged or lonely, that they would reach out. Call me, call the church, call a friend in the church. And Lord, I pray that as we go forward as a church body, that you would make us stronger in this time, stronger in our dependence upon you, stronger in our faith and trust in you. Father, thank you for our brother Mike, and that he's going to lead us in a closing song now. Thank you, God, for these reminders of your great faithfulness. I pray, and we pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we do trust and obey in you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our ways. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of His love until all on the altar we lay. The favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says He will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey. But to trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Thank you for joining us today, and you know, we are grateful for the things that we can depend upon. The Center for Disease Control and the Health Department and so on, but truly, our great security comes only in our faithful God. May God bless you this week. Remember to call, remember to encourage one another. Thank you, God, that you have been with us today. We commit one another to you, to your honor and glory, that your name would be lifted up and that you would be glorified. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.